This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The president of Belarus has said that the leader of the Russian mercenary Wagner Group is not in Belarus, but rather Russia. The AP's Karen Chamas.
Speaking in a meeting with selected media, Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko has said that Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin is in St. Petersburg. Lukashenko added that Wagner troops have remained at the camps where they had stayed before an abortive mutiny. Lukashenko had helped to broker a deal under which Prigozhin ended his revolt on June the 24th in exchange for security guarantees for himself and his soldiers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike has killed at least four people in the city of Lviv on Thursday. It's the biggest attack on the western Ukrainian city's civilian infrastructure since Russia's full-scale invasion. The Interior Ministry put the death toll at four and said that 34 people had been wounded, including a child. Local resident Vera Lubin tells Reuters that while the Russian authorities say that they were hitting military targets, they actually hit peaceful houses where people were sleeping. The emergency services said that they had managed to rescue seven people from the rubble and evacuated 64 others. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in Beijing Thursday for meetings with Chinese leaders as part of efforts to revive relations that have been strained about disputes over security, technology, and other irritants. Secretary Yellen wrote on Twitter shortly after arriving that the United States seeks healthy economic competition and better communication with China. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News. Clashes with militants and a suicide car bombing in northwestern Pakistan overnight killed at least four soldiers, including an army major. A military statement said Thursday the violence occurred in Khyber and North Waziristan districts in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, both bordering Afghanistan and known as former strongholds of militants. Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TPP, an outlawed group waging deadly attacks against security forces in the country, confirmed that its fighters were the target of a military raid. South Korea is suffering from a shortage of pediatricians, partly a result of the world's lowest birth rate and increasingly a factor behind it, leaving hospitals unable to fill posts and raising risk for children's health, say doctors. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
South Korea isn't training enough pediatric doctors, and that means long waits for care at children's hospitals. In the 5 years leading up to 2022, 65 pediatric clinics or hospitals, representing one-eighth of the country's total, shut down. Doctors are shunning a field they think has no future. Starved of resources, patients and their parents are paying a sometimes grim price. South Korea's Health and Welfare Minister Cho Kyo-hong earlier this year said they'll step up measures to improve care. Proposals include more state-backed centers and facilities for emergency pediatric treatment.
Reuters' Ryan Chang. The death toll from a leak of poisonous gas in South African shantytown rose to 17 on Thursday as officials suggested the accident was probably linked to an illegal mining operation. Authorities say preliminary investigations show toxic gas was used by illegal miners in the area to extrapolate what was perceived as gold in the soil. One resident tells Reuters News that her cousin said his children had all died because of gas inhalation. Illegal mining, mostly for gold or coal, has plagued South Africa's mining industry for decades, robbing the sector and state coffers of billions of rand through small-time pilfering as well as networks run by organized crime. The U.S. citizenship test is changing, the rollout expected late next year. Under the proposed changes, the test would have a new English-speaking section and a new written multiple-choice format in the civics section. Some immigrants and advocates worry that the changes will hurt test takers with lower levels of English proficiency. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.